welcome to episode 30 of Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Dirty 30!
Is that why it's just us two here today?
Must be. Yeah, my name is Ginger.
My name is Willie, and I'm the Grand Duke of Tanzania.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm also a cryptozoologist, because all you have to say to be a cryptozoologist is say that you're a cryptozoologist. Yeah.
I wonder if that works for being the Grand Duke of Tasmania, too.
Probably.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So we're going to review a couple beers before we talk about video games. Well, a cider and a beer.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do here every week.
Yes.
We review beverages.
And talk about a random game.
Yeah. And then we recommend stuff at the end.
Yep.
And we fit real life XP in there somewhere, too.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Usually after the beer. So, I will talk about my cider.
Start it out with your cider.
First, I already opened it and have been drinking it. It is Anxo, A-N-X-O, Happy Trees. It's a really pretty can. It's like purpley trees on it. And I particularly love this cider because it reminds me of the sours that I can no longer have because they're all made of wheat. So it's like a dry hopped cider aged in some oak. It's fucking amazing.
Ooh, that's the one with hops in it too?
It might have hops.
Oh, but you said dry hopped.
It might be dry. I don't have the can in front of me. All right. I'm sorry. I believe it is dry hopped. It's yummy.
Yep. Sweet and tart.
I give it a 5 out of 5 because it reminds me of the sours I can no longer have.
Cool. And I'm going to have a Dystopian Galaxy.
Oh, this has sediment in the bottom, so it is truly Dirty 30.
Dystopian Galaxy is brewed and canned by the Dorchester Brewing Company in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
For Abomination Brewing.
Oh, we might have to check that out when we're there.
Yeah, when we go to Podtails.
Yes.
Yep, it's a double dry hop IPA, 8.3% alcohol.
Mm. I'm a little jealous. I don't know if I can have this. Hopefully they make something that I can have.
So it's bitter. Mm. It's got like the juicy, hoppy, kind of citrusy.
I miss
But it's those. More than the juicy hop, it's definitely bitter and a little bit oaky, a little bit like grainy.
Okay.
Like it might be barley or I don't know what grain, but it kind of tastes like grain over the citrus.
Yeah.
But it's really good. And strong. This also has a really cool can.
Yeah, that is a cool can.
With like UFOs and laser shooting robots and cyborg skulls. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It looks delicious. Sounds delicious. I'll keep going with my happy trees over here.
I'll give it 4.25 out of 5.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I love double IPAs. A lot of them I can no longer have anymore either because I just can't.
I think it's a little too expensive. Oh. Here, this 4-pack that I got in Michigan cost $20.
Ooh. And yeah, my 4-pack of cider is in smaller cans, and it's 15 to 20, depending on where you get it.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Yep, it's yummy.
That's a cool can.
I wish I would have got a single instead of a 4-pack.
Yeah. But,
yeah, whatever, next time. Wait, I won't get it next time.
Because you've already had 4.
Uh-huh. I'll get something else.
All right. So, you want to go right into level up, or do you want to take a quick break?
We'll take a quick break, but first, I want to give a shout-out to Lance.
Yes.
This will give you guys, well, there's nobody on Patreon yet, so at least Lance will know how far ahead of time we recorded this one. Because about a week ago, he finally sent us a video of him dancing, and I put it up on our Patreon page for patrons only.
What a great sport, and I did say I'd have to record myself twerking, so that will be to come. I would like to, you know, practice to the song.
All right, well, we can put that up for
patrons only. Patrons only, for show.
And Lance.
I might show it to Lance. We'll see about that. All right,
make him become a patron. Then he can see it.
Oh, that's funny. Sorry, Lance.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute, but here's another podcast that you might like.
Hi, I'm Joel.
And I'm Phil, and we're the co-host of Florida Men, a true crime comedy podcast.
Each week on Florida Men, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
Stories with headlines like
Florida Man arrested while trying to hide legless fugitive girlfriend in plastic bin.
Florida Man arrested with a monkey in a diaper clutching his shirt.
Florida Man loses fingers, eyebrows, and hearing in, quote, modified fireworks, unquote, mishap.
Florida woman shoots her ex-husband in the groin while he tries to take her air conditioner.
Florida Man carrying live alligator chases people in a convenience store.
Florida woman arrested at Walmart, then smoked crack in the back of a police car.
Florida woman sent 65,000 texts to a Tinder date gone wrong.
And Florida woman calls 911 on a possum.
You can find Florida Men on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC.
BBC?
Right. Wait, not.
BCC? What's the Flying Carbon Copy email one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's add that too, BCC.
Okay. So, I leveled up. Actually, today, this morning, I went and helped a friend of ours out with some weeding because they're about to sell their house, and it was like night and day. Bill was really like surprised.
Yeah.
He
was surprised that you actually did a good job.
I think he was like, whoa, wow, yeah, that looks better, because a lot of the lilies.
Sorry, she's getting distracted by her cats fighting in a sheet.
They're silly. Anyways, a lot of lilies and a lot of, like, just cutting down the dead-looking stuff. And he was, like, yeah, he was really impressed. And I got some money for 3 hours, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
And you didn't jump in the pool.
No, I could have, but I didn't have any other clothes to, like, go in. It probably was the last chance to swim in his pool. Since he's moving. Who knows?
And you didn't bring the arcade machine home with you.
How the fuck was I supposed to do that? I actually meant to, like, these cats in the sheet. Well, I couldn't get that fucking arcade machine in my Jeep and shit.
I think it almost fit in the back of your Jeep.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't know. We might have to take a couple pieces off. Anyways, gardening. I gardened for a friend who sometime this year, maybe early next year, is moving to Texas with his girlfriend. So
whenever you can sell the house.
Yeah. I doubt well,
why'd you
that
help
house.
Him then? That was going to be easier to sell.
Because he paid me. So I am going to give myself 30 XP for that. I think that was good for 3 hours of work.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. These cats. We hang up a sheet. Okay. A little disclosure, because you might hear the rustling. We put up a sheet when we turn on our AC just to keep, like, a couple rooms of our house cool. And now our cats are fighting in between it. So we'll have to watch for push pins in our feet, because these two cats are crazy. Anyways, Will, how did you level up?
I leveled up by putting up a TV mount, hanging our TV in the corner on the wall.
So
up
nice.
About 2 feet up above the TV stand.
Yes.
So that gave us a bunch more room to spread out all the consoles
and
all the amiibos.
Yeah.
And another place to set controllers, too.
Oh my gosh, we needed that little bit of room to, like, just...
So yeah, somebody we know bought a corner wall mount for a TV. And
not gonna disclose who. Okay, I won't either.
They tried to hang it in a corner and said they ruined the drywall because they didn't hit studs, and so it probably like fell down. So,
I think it was only the wall mount and not the TV, thank goodness.
Yeah. And I saw it in their car, and I thought it was one that rotated, because there were a bunch of arrows that said it moved all directions. Mm-hmm. So I thought I could turn my TV sideways 90 degrees to play pinball vertically with the Switch. But I opened it up, and I said, oh, shoot, it doesn't rotate. It only pivots swivels. And flexes and swivels. And
But
I put it up anyways. Went pretty good. We got cement walls, so I just used a bunch of Tapcons. Got it hanging, and it's holding the TV up.
Yeah, and our cats haven't jumped on it, which is great.
The TV is too skinny. T-Bone would never even try.
Tango would. Yeah. Tango would be the dickhead to do it.
And then it would probably fall down and break the TV.
T-Bone is too fucking scared because shit will fall on her. She's terrified. She will not jump up. I saw Tango jumping up and sniffing around. And I told him to not mess with anything and he jumped back down.
So, for hanging that TV mount, that I still got to pay him back for the rest of that.
Yes.
But, it wasn't quite what I wanted, but it's still pretty sweet. So I think I will take 45.
I'd say
unapplicable
XP. 45 is great number for that because it looks nice. We needed the room. We still have some pictures and shit to move around, but it looks nice.
I would have said more, but I didn't vacuum back behind where the TV was while I had it on. So
yeah, you should get minus 5 points for that then.
Well, that's why I didn't say 75.
Oh, that would have been no. But yeah, 45.
I'll but no, but it. Yeah, but maybe.
Yep.
Okay. And since Simon's not here, let's multiply that times 2.
No, he can just 60. He can have 50.
No, he gets nothing.
Sorry, I'm looking at a butterfly now. It's like squirrel. Nope. Distracted.
Better text somebody. Hey, I saw a butterfly.
I'll text you.
Oh, well.
Check if your phone is muted.
It's not. Don't do it.
Uh-oh. Everyone text him.
All right. We will be back in just a minute to talk about a game or two. Actually, probably one each.
2 games.
Hey, birthday girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
I didn't ask a question yet.
What? You said, hey, birthday girl. Oh. Hey!
Did you play a game?
Oh, dude, that's not what we say.
That's when you're supposed to say yes.
Yes!
What game you play?
Oh, Willie. I played Dragon Quest Swords, The Masked Queen, and The Tower of Mirrors. Yes, that's the entire fucking name of it.
They fit that all on the front of the box?
Yes, they did, actually. So this game is a Wii exclusive.
Usually known as just Dragon Quest Swords?
Yeah, Dragon Quest Swords is what most people will, like, say what it is. When I say it's a Wii exclusive, it is a spinoff of the Dragon Quest series, and it is exclusive to show how the Wii remote can be, like, sword. So when you play, you can play one-handed.
Not can. You have to play it as a sword.
Actually one-handed. You cannot play it two-handed. It is a one-handed game.
Well, you could play it two-handed if you held the Wii remote with two hands.
Who wants to do that?
Somebody with a big Wii remote.
You nasty. 30-30 beach. Okay, so I am kind of scanning Wikipedia a little bit. Sorry, I do have this game. I did beat it a long time ago. It came out in 2007 in Japan, and then the following year it came out everywhere else.
So what kind of game is it?
It's an RPG, kind of like walking around flailing your Wii remote and chopping stuff. So the reason that we bring up the whole Wii remote is you have to, like, when you come up on an enemy or a wall, you have to, like, swing down or swing from side to side with your Wii remote. The B button on the Wii remote is your block slash shield button. You walk with the...
So it's like a first-person shooter, but with a sword instead of a gun?
Yeah, kind of. There's timing that, oh my god, like, I was just really bad at some of the timing. There's, enemies with arrows that you can, like, bounce back if you, like, hit it. You can target a spot on the screen so you can, like, hit in a one line or, like, diagonal.
And that's also by how you swing the remote. Like, if you swing it...
Straight
up and down, it does a vertical strike. Yes. If you swing it left to right, it does a horizontal strike. Yes.
And you can also poke as well.
Yep, thrust it forward for a poke attack.
You can thrust your Wii remote.
That's when you want to use two hands.
You also have, like, other characters that come along with you throughout the story, because the storyline is you're this character, your dad's Claymore, you can name your character whatever. I named my guy Assface. It fit, it's all capital letters, so they're like, great job, Assface! It's fucking awesome. So you help a prince find his mom, find where she's going, because she's really... all of a sudden being secretive, not wanting to see anyone. And after you go take, like, this walk down this path, it's funny, too, how you walk. Like, you just walk forward and back, and you kind of angle from side to side. So you, like, when you start an area, you just walk forward. Sometimes
straight path, first-person sword fighting. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
It's not like free roaming.
No, but that's okay. But it still is
first person.
That's okay, because it would be a little crazy free roaming.
It's like a two-dimensional game in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So you have to, like, find out where the prince's mom is going in the story. Assface. I restarted it with Assface, and I got up to, I think, chapter 4, where you saw the queen with the mask on, and you're like, what the fuck, and you follow her.
Yeah, what's the subtitle again? The Masked Queen and the Tower of...
Mirrors?
Alright.
Yeah, the Masked Queen and the Tower of Mirrors. So, you have a special attack as well. You have a quick time to, like, thrust it up... the rest of your rear remote, and, like, attack, and there's different ways. It will teach you
just how to just make sure you got a rubber on that Wii remote.
And put on it, like, your, like, little...
Wrist strap,
yes. There's no game over in it. They just lose half of your money, and you go back to town, which you can store your money in your house. You don't buy swords, you just temper your sword. Well, you can buy swords and temper them different, like, elements eventually. You can get a better shield. Every time you go back to town, if your shield's all fucked up, it just gets replenished.
So your shield takes damage?
Yes.
Can it break?
Yes. You cannot have a shield. And you can get new
shields.
It's funny, too, how, like, the pieces, shields, like, break off of it.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get better shields and armor, and, you know, you have your healing items and other stuff. You get spells
and items. Can you use those in battle? You get
spells and items. You do use them in battle, yes.
Well, all right. Sounds like a...
And your characters that come along with you, you can set if you want them to heal more or attack.
Sounds like an action RPG version.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really cool, different take on an RPG. You can get tired, though, from swiping. Right, I do a jerk-off motion.
It's not turn-based.
It is not turn-based, no. It's kind of active battle, so you want to attack those fucking enemies as quick as possible. I almost, though, fell asleep playing the game the other night because I was playing the shit out of it.
Did you find any bathrooms in this game?
I do not see bathrooms, but you do rest. So, in that, like, do-do-do-do-do time, you probably are pooping.
Well, that's why they call it doo 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 time. That's like double doo
doo.
It's
like the music. it's the music.
Oh, doo, not the words.
No, I'm just right. Using doo. No.
All right, or it could be morning dew. No, never mind. Not the words.
I mean, there's like a little mini game in this as well. Like, you can get better items. It's a cool game. I don't want to spoil anything if people actually have a Wii and they can play this game and they haven't. Square Roots. We should totally, totally. Yeah, they would be. They would.
When did it come out?
Love this. 2000.
Anything more than 10 years old, they play. So
2007,
all right.
2008.
Yep.
So,
we should get Square Roots to play this.
Yes, because it would be a cool. It's kind of a shorter game. Once you beat it, you can go back to like the end and fight monsters and harder bosses. So, I mean, you can keep playing it, but.
And it's a not sequel. Necessary. So, they could play that in 2020. The year so twice, they named it twice.
Oh my gosh. So, Dragon Quest, let me pull this shit up.
What's the Tower of Mirrors?
The Tower of Mirrors is just, like, the last stage, okay. I believe. There's a couple mini games, like a dark game, and a tombola in the item. So, the Wikipedia
what
page.
Was that words that you said? And a tombola in the item?
Tombola in the, it's like an item shop, it's a... Tombola minigame in the item shop.
What is that?
It's like you get these coins and the circle thing goes around and you might get better items.
Oh, alright.
It's a bullshit minigame.
You said words and they confused me.
There's three dart games, so you can use, you know, that as a dart. I never really liked it. I didn't really like the game minigames, so I didn't really play them too often.
Okay.
You have to get like special tombola like tickets or some shit too.
What the? So, oh, that's the just mini tickets game. That you get in the
yeah.
game.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like how they're the typical Dragon Quest monsters. You have your slimes, you have your little like.
Yeah, it's the cool.
It's cool.
The like, cool Dragon Ball Z yeah, Dragon style. Ball.
Art style. I really like
it's
that
It's the
art
same
style.
Artist who did Dragon Ball also mm-hmm. did Dragon Quest.
Yep. I really like Dragon Quest games. They're a pretty close, almost tie to Final Fantasy games. I think now that like some of the Dragon Quest games...
By tie, so you good. Mean... You
good
rate,
for me. They're
you
rated
rate them the same.
Pretty
they're,
equally.
You think they're tied being equally yeah. good. Not that they're tied together as in connected.
No. Oh, that would be fucking good.
Not that they wear neckties.
No. No, that they're equally good in my book, like, the same.
Okay.
Like, rating, they're fucking awesome RPG games. If you like RPGs, you know, I'm the RPG queen on this bitch. I talk about RPG like every other one or some shit like that.
More than that.
Well, I like RPGs. Uh-huh. So this is a fun, unique game because I don't think there's been an action RPG like this.
There's not many first-person sword games for the Wii.
Or any other system.
Yeah.
Really.
There's a few,
but
not many.
That you use, like, your controller in a chopping motion, as I'm doing, as you can see on this podcast.
I see you.
Like, jerk-off chopping motion.
No wonder you
guys are
hands.
So good at this fucking game, and don't get tired. You know, that explains a lot. Check out this game. It's a great, unique game, and it's a fun one.
Do you remember the whole title?
No, I don't. It's so lame. Willie.
Yes?
What game you play?
Since I'm the Grand Duke of Tasmania, shouldn't you address me with, like...
Fuckstick, what game you play?
I played a game.
You're like, actually answer. Like, oh, okay.
I think that's the... The actual title for the Grand Duke of Tasmania is Your Fuck Ship, Sir.
Your Fuck Ship. I said Fuck Stick.
Oh. Well, I misheard you. If you say fuck ship, then I'll answer.
Fuck ship, what game we play?
I played a better racing game this week.
Oh, I hope so.
So I played one for PS2 called Burnout 2 Point of Impact.
Ooh, Burnout. Uh-huh. Burnout's a great series.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever played the first one.
I don't know if I have either, but whatever. So, like...
But the second one is great.
So, in the second one, is there the, you know, purposeful, like, crash and race, right?
Yep, it's a racing game where you race on roads that have traffic. And it's very easy to get into accidents. The cars are destructible, so whenever you crash, it looks really cool. Like, yeah. Real high-speed accident. Somebody will be driving across, and you'll, like, T-bone a truck carrying logs and go flipping off over a cliff.
Does it go, like, in slow motion when you get in accidents?
Not necessarily slow motion, but it shows it. And then sometimes it'll cause a big pile-up in the race. Yeah. But then it'll quick put you back on track.
Nothing happened here.
Yeah, keep racing. You're still in second place.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, it's a fun racing game. You race against three other computers in like the Grand Prix mode.
Yeah.
And in the individual race mode.
Okay.
You pick one of several different cars. You can pick the color and manual or automatic transmission.
Okay.
And there's a brake/reverse button and the gas button, and then you can build up a turbo meter, and when that gets full, you can use a turbo boost, like a nitro boost or something.
Oh, okay.
And you build that up by driving against opposing traffic, so the cars are coming head-on towards you. Or every time you get a near miss when you pass on somebody, that builds up the turbo meter.
I remember that.
Whenever you, if you hit a jump, for the time you're airborne, that builds up your turbo meter. And also if you brake and skid and drift around corners, that builds up your turbo meter. Then once you got it full, you can use it for as long as you hold the button. It drains it until it's empty.
Yeah.
You can let go at any time to stop using it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the main racing portion.
Nice.
There's like pickup trucks and sports cars and sedans, and they each have different. Oh, what were you saying?
You say there's different race modes on this? Or different modes?
Then? Yeah, there's one mode where you go through three different races against a computer, and you gotta come out first overall in the point standing. There's a mode where you can do an individual race.
Yeah.
And there's a mode where you can do a time trial, and that's without the traffic and without the other racers. So that's just to learn the courses better.
Nice.
And I mean, set your fastest times. Yeah.
And then add the traffic to it. It'd be cool if you could just add like one piece of it at a time.
But my favorite part of the game is crash mode.
Yes. I did talk about Burnout Crash on I forget what episode.
That's a different top-down puzzle game.
Yes.
This one, Crash Mode, is there's a traffic scenario like where a bunch of like buses are stopped at a red light.
Yeah.
And you start back maybe half a kilometer, something like that. And you have full turbo when you start. So drive as fast as you can into the traffic and get as many cars to chain wreck into a big pileup as you can.
Yes, for those who want to know, my was like me on a steering wheel, like going crazy.
Oh yeah, she's driving. Doing a crazy steering wheel motion.
Yeah, you cannot see, but I figured I would explain.
And so the traffic is exactly the same every time, and you try and memorize where to crash into it best to cause the biggest pileup.
Yep.
And then your score is the amount of damage that you do in dollars. So, like, each different vehicle is worth a different amount of dollars.
Yes. It's cool. I really like that, how it goes through and, like, after the end and it counts up the dollars.
Yep. After the mayhem, it'll, like, the camera will slowly pan over all the chaos that you've caused. And it'll say, this vehicle, $6,700. This vehicle, $15,000. And Yes, memorize it and play it over and over and go for a high score on that.
It's a super cool game.
It is. In Burnout 2, there are 15 different traffic crash scenarios to play through.
Nice.
And you have to go through and unlock them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if this is on a different system?
I think it's only PlayStation 2.
Okay. Yeah. Burnout 2 on PlayStation 2.
Burnout 2, Point of Impact.
Point of Impact.
There is also
That's what she said.
There's also a training mode where it teaches you like how to build up your turbo and how to use it. Teaches you how to drift and
yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
So, what's the toilet situation?
There are none.
So,
they're not cartoon cars. Yep, they're regular cars. Mm. I mean, I think the toilet situation is whenever you crash, the driver shits their pants as they die.
Or gets seriously maimed. Your body just, like, makes sure to empty everything out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the only toilet situation in this game. Oh, there's probably some drivers when you pass it. When you're going against traffic on the highway and you almost get into a head-on collision, probably some of the other drivers shit their pants too.
I could, you know, if someone was coming at me head-on on the highway,
doing like 150 miles an hour,
probably shit my pants and go like ballistic in my car.
Yeah.
You already know. I have bad road rage because people are fucking morons.
Anyways, I've seen worse.
So, Burnout 2, Point of Impact. You recommend?
Yes.
Sweet.
If you got a PS2, go buy this game. I actually went and bought this game and another one that I might talk about another episode. But threw it in the PS2 and the PS2 didn't work. So I went and got the PS2 repaired just so I could play the Burnout game. Yes,
and I was really happy so I could play other PS2 games.
Now it's time for
recommendations.
Doodly-doo. I think we remembered the new theme song.
Added doodly-doo.
Okay, so you were just saying that I listen to so many fucking podcasts.
You do. You could only recommend podcasts. Like,
I just said somebody's got to.
Yeah, it's
that's
fine.
Part of why we did recommendations. Yep. So we could recommend other podcasts.
Yep. There might be a day that I recommend one twice.
You're going to recommend like the same podcast twice in the same episode?
No.
I could do that right now. I'm going to recommend this podcast twice right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyways, the podcast. Yeah, that's the word. It is the news quiz from BBC Radio 4.
Okay, yeah, that shit's funny.
And they have four panelists on, and they ask them a question about the news, and they make fun of British politics.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in my feed, the podcast feed is called Friday Night Comedy from BBC Radio 4.
Okay.
So it's Friday Night Comedy. Once in a while, they do something different than the news quiz.
All right.
But usually it's the news quiz.
Okay.
Sometimes they do a show where it's like all impersonations of people in the news. All
right.
But yeah, it's always pretty funny.
Yeah, I enjoy it every time you play it.
Uh-huh. The quiz or Dead Ringers. That's when they do impersonations of people.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny too.
Oh yeah.
I wish they would have kept that going.
I always like a good British accent. I like different accents.
Uh-huh.
Besides our weird American-Canadian one, because we're right by Canada,
So it's not an independent podcast or anything small. It's like big-time BBC.
Yeah.
They play it on the radio.
Yeah.
And you can get it in podcast form.
Yep, it's good.
Uh-huh. It's funny. They also read, like, newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
Where once they find something that is inappropriate in the newspaper or in the news, they send it in.
That's good.
Like in the one I listened to today. This guy was writing about a mastiff dog that was missing,
mm-hmm.
and there was a typo, and it said he was a genital giant.
Oh my god. That's funny.
Uh-huh. And there was another news clipping. They were talking about people different national teams getting ready for a soccer tournament in Japan. Okay. And it was scheduled to rain. And so these two teams were practicing for playing in the rain by soaking their soccer balls in dish soap. And they were like, but the other team chooses to soak their balls in baby oil.
Oh my God. Slippery balls. That's funny. So, ready for my recommendation?
Okay, yep. My recommendation is a Friday night comedy from BBC Radio 4.
All right. So, I really enjoy finding new music. I'll give anything pretty much a chance. There's a few things that I've given a couple chances and I've learned to love. But I actually really, really like these guys from, like, Jump. I don't know where I found them. Or how I found them.
You didn't find them in Jump?
Psycho Stick?
Oh, I think you said you loved them from Jump.
From the Jump. Like, when I heard them. Like, from the Jump. Like, I downloaded some shit. I was like, oh, what's this? This is similar. Let me check Psycho Stick out. And a few of their songs are really good, but this one the other day came on. I'll play a little bit of it. All it's right. called Numbers, I Can Only Count to Four, and it uses the song Let the Bodies Hit the Floor music. Oh, okay.
I count to four, I can only count to four, I can only count to four, I can only count to...
Okay, that was eight. So
that's all right. Their lawyers don't listen anyways.
Well, I know I saw Psycho Stick on Cinemassacre as well after I already had heard them. I was like, fuck yeah, Psycho Stick on Cinemassacre talking about a really bad movie that's in our Netflix DVD quay, by the way. but the band is hilarious. They are a rock band, more heavier, but I really, really like them because they have some silly shit as well. They're like, they're just a funny, good rock band. And I enjoy finding good bands. If you're into rock music, heavier music, check out Psycho Stick. They're funny.
Funny metal.
Funny metal. And I like a good metal band because a lot of good metal bands are gone now.
Yeah, I think that's the underutilized genre. There should be more funny metal bands.
Yeah, dude. It's funny to, like, bang on shit and make, like, fun of shit. Like, I can only count to four. I played it for Will before I, like, recommended it, just because I wanted to for the last few days. And it actually made the cynical man laugh. So, he was almost laughing. No, you laughed a couple times. But then you're like, okay, I get it. But it's just fucking hilarious. It made one guy at work, he listened to it with his headphones on, laugh so hard.
That he peed his pants.
That the girl next to him, like, looked at him like, what the fuck? It was great. So, yeah, Psycho Stick. Check out that metal band. Yeah.
Well, oh, sorry, I'm nodding at the camera.
Yeah, why are you nodding at the microphone?
No, it's not a camera.
No.
You can't see me nod.
No, you can't see me shake my head no either, but I'm saying no.
I can see you shake your head. you mean the listener. Sorry, listener, you can't see.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I guess we can just leave it at this, because it's just us two.
Uh-huh.
You want to just tie it into recommendations or break it up?
We just did recommendations. Mm-hmm. Let's just close it out.
You can find us on...
That was a terrible transition with me nodding at the microphone.
It was so bad. So
you can bad find it was good, I hope.
On Instagram at Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Email us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Find us on Patreon. If we get the first 10 patrons, we're going to throw fucking tacos at each other.
Just like artillery duel. Free
taco. Yeah. That's patreon.com/grandrapidiansplayvideogames. Yeah. You have the Twitter.
@grand_video.
Yep. Mine's Ginger's Chocobo, if you want to follow me.
You cannot call us at 1-800-GRANDRAPIDIANS play video games, because that's way too many numbers.
Oh my god. Like, what? Stop. That is gross.
What?
Oh my god. I don't know.
Gross?
Yeah, that's gross.
What are you talking about? I didn't say...
Oh, it's not 1-900? No. 1-900 Lance twerking? talk about inappropriate.
I was going to try and make up something gross and say it's not gross like that, but no, I won't do that.
No. And since Lance did twerk and totally let us put it on our Patreon, you can find the video there. I'll be working on mine.
If you join us at least the $1 a month tier, and then you get bonus episodes too.
Yeah, for my twerking, it's going to be on the higher amount.
Yeah, is that going to go for the same as the t-shirts?
Yeah, I say yes.
All right. I think we can set that up. $2 a month, you get stickers. We got actual bumper stickers on the way.
Yeah, those look so good. I can't wait to slap one on my Jeep.
And Oz9, I need to remail your stickers to you again. This time I fucked it up and didn't put enough postage on. And what else? We're closing out our episode.
Thank you, Inadequacy, for the intro and outro music. It would, I don't think he listens, but we're still going to thank him.
And Anchor hosting, and leave us a voice message on Anchor.
Yeah.
Find the link in the description.
Yep.
Or anchor.fm/GRANDRAPIDIANS.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us, and... we'll talk about some more shit next week.
And hey, send us an email. What's your bathroom situation?
Oh, God. Yeah, the Grand Rapidians play video games. Will can read through that shit.
Don't send us a picture.
No pictures. Just detailed descriptions of your duty to Will.
And then I can read them on air.
Ew. Bye.
All right. No, maybe not.